شكرا سيد.
Thank you, Madam Chair. At the outset, we would like to appreciate your efforts in organizing this meeting. We would like also to extend our gratitude to the two coordinators from Switzerland and Lebanon for the efforts deployed in terms of cooperation and assistance. Madam Chair, the Lausanne Plan of Action confirmed that every state party is responsible for its own for fulfilling its own commitments according to the convention. However, it also mentioned that international cooperation and assistance can lead to a very important role in terms of implementing the convention at all levels. It also reiterated the importance of promoting partnerships, exchange of experiences, best practices, and cooperation opportunities in order to develop capacities and expertise at the national level, at all levels, and with various international organizations, NGOs, and CSOs. Madam Chair, Iraq looks forward to promoting partnerships and cooperation with donor countries, international organizations, NGOs in the field of mine action, which can also help in implementing the national programs pertaining to clearance, victim assistance, rehabilitation, as well as education and awareness raising. We confirm that such partnerships will have a positive impact in supporting the national Iraqi efforts in order to fulfill our commitments vis-à-vis the convention. In this context, Iraq adopted the National Strategy for 2023-2028, as well as the extension request for Article 4 on the CM. It included defining the national needs in a detailed manner and a clear manner in order to support all surveying efforts as well as clearing efforts as well as securing the implementation of our national commitments according to the CCM's timelines. Madam President, we would like to clarify that Iraq has progressed a lot in terms of resources, national capacities, in order to fulfill our national commitments relevant to the convention. Our national resources were allocated to implement the terms of the convention, namely in terms of surveying, clearance, disposal, by allocating national teams from both the Ministries of Defense and Interior. The released areas for this year that cover 1.5 square kilometers out of 4.5 square kilometers. The clearance teams affiliated to the Ministry of Defense have destroyed more than 4,000 clustered munitions for this year, and 11 EOD teams were allocated to manage efforts of destruction and neutralization of munitions by the Ministry of Defense. Madam Chair, as per our request of extension according to Article 4 of the Convention, we would like to bring to your attention that we urgently need to have 46 technical teams for clearance, additional 46 teams. This number is necessary so that Iraq can clear all the contaminated areas that are in our national database register during the extension period of 5 years. Currently, there are only 5 teams that enjoy international support, and all of them are affiliated to one organization, which is NPA, Norwegian People's Aid. Finally, Madam Chair, we would like to express our gratitude to all donor countries, international organizations, NGOs, and cluster munition clearance companies for their continuous support to the efforts of Iraq in this field. We reiterate that Iraq still needs international support in order to promote the presence of international organizations, increase the number of its teams in the field of clearance, and decontamination of contaminated lands, in addition to building our national capacities. We also hope that the victim assistance will be pursued in cooperation with relevant national entities. Thank you.